time now for this weekend's long listen. Imagine living for nearly 70 years knowing your mom, dad, maybe brothers and sisters live just a few hours away across the most heavily fortified border in the world. Tensions are easing between North and South Korea, and the two sides are reviving cross-border reunions that have been on-again, off-again since 1985. NPR's Michael Sullivan brings us this look from Seoul at the latest reunifications, and I'll note it contains a brief but gruesome wartime memory.
The parking lot at South Korea's War Museum is usually pretty empty, but not this past Wednesday, National Liberation Day, a state holiday, when thousands flocked to the museum to learn about a brutal war that left nearly 3 million dead, wounded, or missing in just 3 years. 26-year-old Shin Chung-min came here with his girlfriend to learn about the history of the war. He says he doesn't know much about it, just a little from textbooks at school. What about your parents or grandparents, I asked. I only see my grandparents briefly during holidays, and then we only discuss family issues, he says. To be honest, I just realized I've never thought to ask them. 82-year-old An Sung-chun isn't family, but she could tell him plenty. She's one of the lucky ones who got the call to meet her brother in the north on Monday. Her memories of the war are vivid and awful, and start with her mother screaming at her one early morning in August 1950 that her 17-year-old brother had just been taken by North Korean soldiers.
There were babies sleeping in the house, so she could not follow them for long and had to come back home. After that day, we didn't hear anything about my brother.
It got worse. The fighting that first winter was fierce. The family forced to flee to a relative's village, only to be forced out again. So they decided to go back home, hoping the fighting had ended there.
On the way back to our house, there was a mountain pass called Baekje in Pyeongchang. And that's where the bombing started.
And kept going, she says, until, grazed by a bullet, she passed out.
In the evening, I woke up. All I smelled was shells and blood. I went around looking for my mom, but bodies were everywhere, and a mixture of snow, ice, and human blood was flowing into a gutter. Then I saw a baby crying on the back of a body that was missing a head. I went closer and saw it was my baby sister on my mom's body.
She and her 11-year-old sister strapped their younger siblings to their backs and trekked for days before making it back to their village. The babies didn't survive. An and her sister did. An married, had 6 kids, but always wondered what happened to her brother. 30 years ago, she put her name on the list of people looking for their families, then forgot about it. Until she got a phone call earlier this month saying she'd been chosen to meet her missing brother, only to get another call 2 days later saying he'd already died, but had left a family.
It hurts to know that my brother has died. It makes me sad. I will never be able to see him now. But he left a son, and his wife is still alive.
And it's them she'll meet on Monday.
I should see my nephew before I die. He is my father's descendant, and he will carry on my father's lineage. So I'm thankful for that.
My name is Yoon Heung-kyu. I am 92 years old, and I'm a calligraphy teacher.
Yoon left his home in the north just before the war started. He was angry at the communists for seizing his family's home and moving them into a small hut. I hated them, he says.
I left the north with nothing. If you got caught with anything on you, you're doomed. You couldn't have anything that could be evidence, not even a picture.
His mother didn't want him to go, but they both believed the country would soon be reunited.
If I had known that the country would remain separated for this long, I would not have crossed the border.
He made his way south, made a life, served in the South Korean army, and got married, all the time wondering what had become of his mother and his 2 younger siblings. Like An Sung-chun, he registered for the reunion program decades ago, then pretty much gave up, until he got the phone call.
I wasn't expecting it to happen. There are still more than 50,000 people waiting to meet their families. And how could I be selected as one of those going this time? It was like asking for the moon.
He hopes his sister will bring pictures of the family he hasn't seen for 70 years. He hopes he can keep it together, too, when they meet.
I will have to see if I cry or not. I will only find out when the moment comes.
이름은 김광호.
Kim Kwang-ho, 82, left his home in the North with four brothers in December 1950, in what was known as the January 4th retreat. They left behind his mother and a younger brother. He didn't say goodbye.
Oh, 물론이죠. 후회가 되죠.
Of course I regret it now, but everyone around us said there is no need to move the entire family since we would return shortly.
Kim settled in the South, became a doctor, but never stopped wondering about his mother and the brother he left behind. He too applied years ago for the reunion program, and he too had pretty much forgotten about it until he got the call earlier this month.
I was surprised and happy. What was especially surprising was that my 78-year-old brother is still alive. How could he reach the age of 78 in North Korea? The brothers I came to the South with all died before they turned 60. So I thought it was a miracle that he's still alive.
He says they have too much to talk about and too little time in the 2 days allowed, but hopes there will be more opportunities in the future. Not just for him, but for all those who've applied, who aren't getting any younger.
One of the South Koreans going is over 100 years old. Over 50% of them in their 80s or older. If reunion don't happen, Pastor, they will never be able to meet their families.
Kim hopes the thaw in relations between the two Koreas will hasten that process, but says he's seen thaws followed by chills before. He says he has no intention of talking politics with his brother, even if it were allowed. There's too much to catch up on, he says. But I hope he brings pictures. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Seoul.